For today, I have twisted tea because I feel like this story is a little twisted. Plus, I like tea.
Nice.
Raspberry is my favorite flavor for twisted tea.
Well done. I think the only twisted tea I've ever had was like lemonade, or just maybe it was just regular tea.
Oh, the half and half?
Yeah, I think, yeah, kind of like the Arnold Palmer thing.
Yeah, that's pretty good. The only one we don't usually get is like the regular tea. I'll drink it. Mm. Gabriel doesn't like it.
I am drinking just a big glass of iced brandy with some water on top. Kind of cuts the flavor. Okay. And generally with less sugar, there's less of a hangover. So not that I'll be drinking enough for that to be an issue tomorrow anyway.
Yeah.
With that, in case anyone is wondering, welcome to this, a very special episode.
Yeah, this is...
Hello.
This is on Patreon, so welcome to Patreon.
Everyone. Yeah, it's sort of a laid-back format. We didn't really do, like, an official opening, but my name is Matt, and...
I'm Celine, well done.
Yeah, and this is a secret episode of Peculiar Pairings.
A secret episode.
Yeah, it's hidden.
They kind of are, like, secret episodes.
Yeah, they're just extra things. Right. And
it's like a club. We're a club. We're cult leaders now.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody, except for those friends of yours you think might be susceptible to mind control. Bring them on in. Make sure they sign
bring
up.
Them
yeah.
into the folds.
Exactly. And
so I figured this would be a good space to share any personal stories anyone shares with us. And I'm kickstarting it with my own story.
And yeah, with that, we're not really even doing like a pairing thing. All I was told about this was that it is a personal story. So I appreciate you being willing to share it with us here. And
I've got some crazy stories, I guess.
Okay. I don't know how personal we're going, but the theme, we're not doing like a full pairing. We're just having some drinks. And the theme for this episode is just personal drinks. So I'm drinking my own personal favorite E&J Brandy XO with some water on the rocks. And I'm excited to listen to a story.
Yeah, I've been debating as to which story to start with because I got a few. So I figured we could cover each one in various capacities.
I'll throw one in at some point. I don't really have a lot of, we were such boring kids growing up. Nothing really happened where we were. We grew up in the sticks. I do have one in particular that you might be familiar with. So at some point I should check with a few people before I throw it out there just to make sure that they would be okay with it. But, I have at least one I could throw out here, but
yeah,
for now.
Now I shall share.
The stage is yours. Yeah. So go ahead whenever you're ready. Thank you.
So I am going to say to start off, I am not going to use anyone's names. Just given the state of the story at this point, just I don't feel it's the most necessary.
Yeah. That's always a good idea.
And I do kind of want to also give this person like some form of privacy, but like
absolutely
if you know, you know.
So it's... I also like the way you said at this point, it makes me feel like this is some sort of ongoing thing.
It is and it isn't.
Oh my.
That makes sense.
Hey, this is your thing, man. I mean, this is your idea. So you share and don't share as much as you want.
So, growing up, I did a lot of babysitting, and that was, I've done a ton for family, and then I've done some for just, like, family friends, and just a few other, like, random ones, where I was like, yeah, like, they're like, I know someone who's, like, a friend of a friend who needs a babysitter, and I'm like, sure, I'll babysit the children. Whatever.
I don't mean to derail it right away, but when you started in on that first sentence, I was like, I thought you were going to say, I have done a lot. And I was just like, oh my God, Celine.
I've done
really
so many
delving
drugs.
Some detail. Yeah, I have done all the drugs. I have an entire like alphabet, like an elemental chart on my wall.
on my wall. I like cross them out.
I just check them off. They're all different. Yeah, the C is for cocaine. The K is for I don't know enough drugs.
The K is for Kush.
I know it's.
I have four words.
Very nice. Well done.
Four different variations just for marijuana. D is for dabs.
What's a dab?
Dabs. It's like a. I think it's like an oil. I actually can't tell you because I can't have it. This is the sad life I live, is that like I can't smoke pot or like ingest it in any way because I'm allergic to it.
No. Oh, that sucks. And you live in Colorado? Oh, you poor bastard. That's
like
sucks.
I'll hang out with people and they're like, Celine, like, do you want a hit? I'm like, I can't have it. I'm gonna be real sick later.
Like, oh, so it's not necessarily fatal, but no, like if you, well, that's good at least. I mean,
yeah,
accidentally ingested, I mean, that's at least comforting that it won't be fatal. But
oh yeah, I won't die from it. I just won't have a good time. I had like a CBD oil for a while that it was, it was like to help you sleep. And I was like, oh, like that might be good. I haven't been sleeping like great lately. So like, I'll try it.
Yeah.
And without fail, within a half hour of like using it, I am just vomiting. And I'm like, I hate this.
Oh, God.
So I gave it to Gabriel because I was like, I can't have this. Please take it from me.
Oh, wow. My next question was going to be, how did you find out? But that is more sad than I thought it was going to be. And vomiting, like, I thought maybe you were going to say like you'd get a bad cough or something or sniffles.
No, it's like I get physically ill. And before that, like, I thought it was maybe just the part of marijuana that has like THC in it. Cause one of my close friends, like she smokes like more frequently. So like if we'll hang out on occasion, she'll like be like, hey, I'm going to like smoke a bowl. And I'm like, cool. And one of the times I was with her, I just like got really ill. Like I just suddenly just from like the smoke itself and being around it. I just was like, I need to go outside. Like I feel really sick. Like I need fresh air. So, I was like,
that is so terrible.
The only thing I do is drink. I don't do any drugs.
Well, I hope you understand that. Yeah, mine and many listeners' hearts go out to you. That is truly unfortunate. I'm not a huge user of anything, but I've been known to have an edible from time to time. And
yeah,
I could see if it made me vomit, especially like that quickly. I'd be like, no, I'm done. That's literally all I can take. So I didn't mean to derail us immediately. Yeah. So you're doing all the drugs.
I'm babysitting.
You're watching a lot of. Oh, that's what it was.
I'm
doing all the drugs and babysitting.
I was like 15 or 16 at the time. I was watching this particular child. So I was not doing any of that. I was a very good kid. Did not like cause drama or problems generally, you know, existed in the world.
Yeah.
So, we had this family friend I babysat for like regularly, and I would watch their son, and like he was just, you know, like typical, I think he was like 10 when I watched him at the time, just a typical 10-year-old, very active kid, like loved running around, and like there were times I'm like, man, this kid is like not so much energy. he just goes. But then, of course, like as all kids do, they get tired at some point and they hit the wall very fast. I've seen it many times, but like just a normal average child. And at one point, like I wasn't babysitting for them as much. And at this point I was in high school and we actually had our on like their property. They let us keep them there instead of like at the 4-H barn. Which was nice because it was like, yeah, we had goats.
What?
Yeah.
Why did you guys have goats?
Yeah, Tori and I had goats. They were Angora goats and they were cute and very fluffy.
Fuck! Was it like family goats or like through school?
I had it through 4-H, so like family goats.
Klingons. Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Learn everything, or Jesus Christ. Learn something new every day on this podcast.
You do. I had goats. So, like, we would see them pretty regularly when we go to, like, feed them. And, like, we shear them mm-hmm. twice a year because they were Angora goats, so they had hair. And you shear them like wool.
Oh, right. Yep, yep.
They didn't love it because then we usually did it in the spring. So spring and the summer was great. But then we'd have to do it again in the fall. So they got little jackets that they got to wear. And they were weird.
Just to clarify, the goats didn't like it, or your neighbors didn't like it?
The goats didn't like it. The neighbors loved the goats. They'd like go out there and like see them all the time.
Oh, that's nice.
So they loved having the goats. And we'd see them. And, you know, like, it was nice because since they were family friends, we got to like visit with them every so often when we were there. So then, fast forwarding to, I want to say I was in my first year of college. At this point.
Oh, okay. So a few years, yeah. A
few years later, we didn't have the goats anymore, so we didn't see these family friends quite as often.
No. What happened to the goats? Often.
We actually, when my dad was in Utah, we sold them to one of our neighbors who had she had like horses and sheep, and she had a few other goats just because it was kind of starting to be a lot for our dad to just like be there taking care of them. And like, we weren't there cause he was in Utah and we were in Colorado.
Yeah.
So well, that's fair. They went to a very loving home with other goats and
yay.
as far as I know, lived very happy lives, just what I wanted.
Well, good for the goats.
Yes. The goats are happy. That's the whole point of the story. The goats are happy.
That's the entire. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Goodbye. the goats are happy.
Yes. So I can't remember if I was on the phone with like my mom or my dad, but they're like, I heard the craziest thing the other day. I'm like, what did you hear?
Yeah.
Tell me more. And they're like, well, you remember this family friend, right? And like their kid. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like I babysat their son. Like, like, what about them? Like, not really thinking anything of it. He was like.
And he would be like a tween. Yeah, he would be like a tween at this point. He's
12 or 13 at this point, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe 13, 14. He might have been 14. He was younger. Yeah, that would have been about right. Like 13, 14. And they're like, oh, I got to tell you what happened. I'm like, okay. This sounds real juicy. Thinking it's regular small town gossip where it's like, well, you heard that like this person slept with this person. So then they got a divorce and like it was whole mess, like type of thing.
Yeah. You're thinking it's just some general domestic kind of gossip, but like they're in there. Yeah. They stepped out on their significant other. They cheated on a math test. Ooh boy.
Ooh. No.
Yeah. They're in so much trouble.
And that was not the case. Not at all. They're like,
you don't say.
Like, they're like, you gotta sit down for this. And they're like, well, the son went to prison. And I was like, he went to prison? What?
Presumed 13 to 15 year old?
So what happened was, there was definitely something familial going on. His mom and dad had separated, and his mom wasn't at the house at the time, so I don't know if... I'm not entirely sure what she was doing, but she wasn't there. And I don't know if he was splitting time between the two of them, or... I don't know any of that.
And just to clarify, you mean... Yeah, they had split after you had been watching them. So, like, when you were watching them, they... Okay.
Yeah,
since then they had gotten a divorce.
Since then they had, I think they were divorced. I don't know if they were divorced or just separated.
Well, I see what you, right. For whatever reason, they weren't necessarily together.
Yeah.
And the mom wasn't there at the time.
It was either they were going to get divorced or were divorcing. Kind of like in the process of that. And their son, like he'd kind of been acting out a little bit, you know, as...
Yeah.
As teenagers do, they want to push the boundaries. They want to,
yeah,
like, see what they can get away with. So, like, he was starting to get into trouble, but I'm not really sure, like, what the whole dynamics of it was. But then something happened between him and his dad where he just snapped. And what he did...
That's not a good word.
No. What he did was he took his dad's shotgun when his dad was in the kitchen, and he shot him in the back of the head.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It got real dark real fast, so I'm sorry for that, but that is... There's no way to say that in a way that sounds nice.
Right. It's not a good way to build up to that. Oh, my God.
Like, I don't know if him and his dad had an argument or, like, something had happened between the two of them, but, like, something happened and he snapped and shot him. And...
Yeah, that'll land you in jail. Yeah.
That'll put you in jail. But then he...
Oh, my God.
He was calling out for his dad for a week at work. And, like, he called himself in at school. So he wasn't going to school, and his dad wasn't going to work. And...
Oh, my.
I don't know if it was his dad's boss or if it was a coworker, but someone called him and was like, something just isn't right. Like, his kid has been calling in for him, and, like... I understand being sick for, like, a day or two, but, like, he hasn't come in for a week.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him. So they asked for a wellness check for, like, a local law enforcement. So they showed up, and he just gave it all away the minute they showed up and was like, yeah, I shot my dad, and he's in the kitchen.
Just left him there? Oh, my God.
And he stayed in the house with him for a week. I don't know how the neighbors didn't call on the smell.
Wow. Right, because that usually doesn't take that long to set in. Oh my God, he was just in the house the whole time.
Yeah.
I have to admit, that is a weird thing. Like, when you first mentioned him calling in for his dad, that's such an odd notion. I didn't even quite understand what you meant at first. But yeah, he was calling
in and being like, my dad can't come into work today. And did it for a week.
Yeah, that is pretty weird. Usually people don't have their kids do that for them. A spouse, maybe. A roommate, depending on the scenario. Yeah, you usually don't have kids call in for you to be sick.
I think maybe because his boss knew, like, it was just him and his son at home. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, like, maybe, like, he's just, like, sick to the point where, like, he's just, like, really tired. And it's just easier for his kid to do it. And I don't entirely know. Right. But then
maybe dad's really depressed. He's not coming out of his room. And the son's trying to... I could see the boss rationalizing it somehow.
Yeah, I definitely think that did happen. And but then it was like, this is A, too long, and B, like, it's weird. So they did have a trial, and I believe he was tried as a minor just because of his age, which is also why I don't want to necessarily share any sort of, like, personal information, because I don't know if he still lives in the area or not. And I don't know if he's still in prison or not.
Okay, that was going to be my question.
I don't know. But regardless, I do hope that he did get the help he needs. Because I feel like it doesn't always happen.
Well, and to go back again a little bit, you said when you babysitting him, I mean, he seemed like a normal kid.
Just a, like, normal kid.
Wow. It does make you wonder, like, if there was some darkness that was there waiting to be unleashed, or maybe there was something, maybe his dad was abusive in a way that no one knew And then
I think all things are possible.
Right. Wow. Have you looked up anything about like the trial case or anything? Not that you have to share specifics. I just mean like.
I know that he was tried as a minor, and that was about all I saw. And that, like, okay. Because he was a minor at the time, they didn't release any sort of like information really, because like you're not supposed to.
Right. Right.
So it was. One of those things, you know, I just, at the end of the day, if he had some sort of mental break and needs help with like the mental health aspect of it, I hope he did get that, which I'm doubtful of with the way our prison system generally works, but you still hope it happens.
Do you, I forgot what I was going to say. It does make me think that, like, not that I know a whole lot about how this works, but generally with a crime that severe, it seems like judges aren't afraid of trying as an adult. So it does kind of make me wonder if there was something more going on, like, between the five that made them try him still as a minor, because they're, like...
I think
so. It seems
so.
Like every case like this... Yeah, it kind of makes you sympathetic towards him. Not that murder is a good choice.
No.
But
murder is never the answer.
Right. It makes you feel like maybe he felt trapped in an abusive situation.
Yeah.
That he needed to escape from, and that was the only way he saw capable of doing it.
Yeah. I think that's definitely possible. But to hear that and be like, oh my God, like, I watched this kid. We sat and like watched movies together in their living room.
Well, and even sitting here listening, even sitting here as you tell the story, I keep having to remind myself that this is really like secondhand. Like you actually babysat the kid. You've been in their house.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
It's weird. It is weird. And I think I babysat at the house they were in before that house.
But I had been
in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still kind of weird. Like,
do you happen to know anything about his mom at this point? Like if she's
around? I think she's still around. I think she was like in a different city at one point, but like I don't know. I haven't heard a lot, which is, it's one of those things, like, it's like it happened and then everyone's like, okay, moving on. And like, that was it.
Yeah, which we're not.
Is a very
we're not going to post on Facebook about it.
Like,
yeah.
Just like, if this happened, like, oh my God. And then it's like, well, okay.
Yeah. And then
the next thing
of, right. Yeah. The next thing of gossip pops up. Did you see what Cheryl hair?
Oh my God. Cannot believe it.
Can't believe it. She used to be brunette and then she went blonde. Oh, she just thinks it's more fun.
She's having a crisis. Obviously. Yeah. It's a cry for help.
Did you hear about that boy that killed his father? It's almost as bad as she. Oh my God.
Oh my
God. I don't know why I went like like Southern in like Colorado, because I don't think that's a thing. Oh my God. Did you hear about them down in Aspen? Jeepers.
Jeepers creepers.
Yeah, why doesn't anyone say jeepers anymore? Come on, let's bring back that old. Kids say things are a bop these days. We can bring back jeepers.
Yeah, so that is one of my crime stories for you.
Wow.
I babysat. I mean,
if that's what you're starting with, I can't wait to hear what some of the other stories are. That's impressive.
Well, I feel like I have to start with a bang, so I don't know if the other ones will be quite as intense, but...
You want to reel people in.
Definitely had some, like, weird things happen, and you're like, that happened? Really? So, that's my story for you.
Well, and thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Anyone else's stories, I'll share them with Matt.
Yeah, I'll listen, and then I'll see if I can share some other ones. That reminds me of a But that is a story for another day.
Ooh, yes.
It's also not very long.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the point, is we can share little stories and not go super, super into detail, but we will take what we can get.
Absolutely. We're not going to do any ratings or anything because it's just kind of a short, sweet thing. And I mean, I'm drinking my favorite drink, so we'll keep doing more of these and hopefully y'all like. But thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye. Woo. I always forget for
Yay.
A Yay! That was scary.
We did it. Yeah, it's a...